TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Man, I miss Comedy Central Radio. That was hilarious.
Didn't you say there was some new thing streaming Comedy Central? I mean, comedy jokes?
So it's, I don't know, I have to check how often it gets updated, but it's like a Comedy Central podcast video feed, and they're like, I don't know, it seems like they're like 10 minutes, 7 minutes, and it will, you know, it's just clips.
10
short
or 7.
Clips. You done?
Yes.
Short little clips of stand-up.
I wonder if you can do like comedy on Pandora.
You can do comedy on Spotify. And Pandora.
It's all the same. It's all Greek to me.
Yes.
In the eyes of the Lord.
Oh. The podcast feed hasn't updated for like a year. I didn't bother to check that. Last one was 7/2/14. So I'm like, oh, well.
Maybe they're done with that.
Maybe they'll pick it back up.
Maybe. Wouldn't count on it.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, Andy gives his report on his time at Salesforce, and we try and convince Noah to like the Muppets. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Hey, little guy with the funny ears. I mean the Mickey Mouse ears. Who are you?
Well, no one said welcome to TanCast yet.
Welcome.
All right.
We made it.
We did it.
Despite technology trying to take us down.
We said, screw you, technology. We're going to take us up.
Yeah.
I think the Terminator was coming back in time. We need to stop them.
Fuck you, technology. We can fuck ourselves.
We're going to become the biggest podcast in the world. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
We're going to make an overly convoluted plot in order to get this to happen and to justify why I'm old now.
Wouldn't it be funny? Well, not funny, but if like the whole world was destroyed and we were the only podcast that made it, like we were still alive, recording for the,
we're just
the survivors.
Welcome to Roachcast.
I think the best part is that the whole world is destroyed, but we're still recording TanCast.
Well, you know, not destroyed per se, but just, you know, fucked up.
Even still, there's a worldwide catastrophe. Somehow I don't see the three of us like, I mean, we got to record this week. People are waiting to hear our fucking fart jokes.
Just fucked up enough that Mark Maron and Paul Scheer and Kevin Smith quit. What?
We're going to be a delight?
We're going to be the light in the darkness, Tim.
We will be.
We'll be making apocalypse jokes. Remember when you had parents?
Jesus. What's the deal with mutants?
Am I right?
Why are they trying to always eat your brains?
I don't know.
How come irradiated zombies walk like this, but virus zombies walk like this? Am I right? This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Tim, they found us. Gotta go.
Oh, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in Apocalypse.
I'm Noah, the N in Nuclear War.
And together we are the Return of the Mac, once again.
What?
And we're probably not going to save you.
No.
If we try to form, it'll probably be some deformed thing that'll trip over itself and have a lot of typos. Maybe sounds
and
false.
Never stop talking.
Yeah.
We'll be like the Zack Snyder Superman. We're not saving you.
Nope.
In fact, we might make things worse.
We will knock down the building that your father's working in.
I almost guarantee we'll make things worse. That's a TanCast guarantee. We will make things worse.
We're going to make things worse. We guarantee it.
Take that to the bank.
New slogan. I get the feeling my young infant is not going to sleep.
Mm. Put a pillow over his face. That always works for me.
Go sleep. Oh, what I was going to say...
Punch him to the pillow. Yeah?
Is it like, you know, is there like some rules for child abuse? It was through a pillow. It doesn't count.
That's what you were going to say?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that thing with the what is it? There's some sect where if you have sex like through a hole in a sheet, it's okay.
Is that the Hasidic Jewish?
I can't remember, but I feel like
I heard that, but
they're pillow punches. Pillow punches of love.
They're like little kisses. like punches of love.
They're fist kisses. They're fisties. Fiskins.
What I was going to say is the iPhone 5 screen seems perfectly suitable and large enough until you get an iPhone 6X Plus. And you're like, this little screen's like a toy. What the fuck have I been doing with all my life? Like, and I know it's not the case, but just look at the screen now. I'm like, oh, this is so tiny. It's just, it can fit just the, you know, just five rows? I don't know.
Yeah, but the 5S's and the... yeah, you're right. They're a pretty good size. The 6's are like... this is pushing it. The 6 pluses and the 6S pluses, it's like you're holding up a whole loaf of bread to the side of your face.
But it's like a loaf of bread with a beautiful screen.
This is true.
And beautiful typography.
This is where I would make a meme like, I'd be sitting here with my iPhone 4S, be like,
Like that little black kid?
Yeah. I got a rock.
It's not, it's just weird how, like, when you get some other thing, it makes your old thing seem like it was terrible when it was perfectly fine when you had it. You're like, oh, this is great. I love it. It does the things I wanted to do. And then you're like, oh, well, fuck that piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, I never turn on my my PlayStation 2 or my original Xbox anymore. Because when I do, I'm like, ah, my eyes are bleeding. And at the time that we got them, it's like, oh, my God, the graphics are so amazing.
Yeah, at the time, Tim, you're holy shit, look at those amazing graphics. And now you're like, what the fuck?
I know. Tim, I just grabbed my iPhone 4 and put it next to my iPhone 6, and it looks like my iPhone 6 is taking my iPhone 4 to the park. That's great. Close
Andy,
the
what
door.
Do you...
Thank you. Close what? The door.
Close the door.
I really don't want to start my day yelling at him again.
Can you hear me?
That kid is not. I can hear you.
Well, you keep starting, but then when someone else talks, you give up.
I don't. I'm trying not to cut people off. Maybe I should go for it.
Yeah.
Technically, other people are cutting you off.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Drew was causing me to cut you off. You go ahead. Now's your time.
Your incessant talking was causing you to cut me off. Let me describe what my kid's doing right now for the audience. Didn't like that one.
I did.
I was just gonna ask you, Andy, why do you think we love like 8-bit graphics but like and like current graphics but like anywhere in between just seems like shitty?
I don't know. Like, I think the whole thing with the throwback, you know, like the pixel art or whatever, I think it reminds us of our childhood, of like a simpler time.
Yeah, I was gonna say that the 8-bit is probably nostalgia, and then probably even 16-bit.
And I was going to say, I actually prefer, like, if you're going to do a throwback game, I way prefer people, like, ape the 16-bit era to the 8-bit.
But then, like, once you get to, like, stuff that was only a couple years ago, you're like, I don't have nostalgia for this. It's like someone going, hey, man, remember Thursday? Yeah, I remember Thursday. It was a couple days ago. Eat a dick. Eat a bag of dicks. Eat a bag of mesquite-flavored dicks with raisins.
What are these made out of, mosquitoes? So, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
We recorded last week, right? No, we didn't.
No.
We did not.
Right? We skipped it and put it
recorded
Andy's
from
my episode.
Yes.
Yep. Andy's episode. Like, I made it.
It was Andy's episode.
Yeah.
It was
Andy, tell us about Dreamforce. We never hung out again.
I know. I spent the whole rest of the week running from thing to thing to fucking thing. So there was a lot of running. Well, I mean, walking, because I don't run. Fuck that shit.
It's a city with hills.
It is. Oh, yeah. One of the people that I was sort of there with, she doesn't work for my company anymore, but her new company sent her out. Actually, her new company sent her out because a guy quit there and came and joined my company, and she took his ticket. So it's all very incestuous. But she and her new company decided to go to Fisherman's Wharf to go have dinner one night. And did they catch a cab? Nope. Uber? Nope. They fucking walked all the way from like kind of the Tender Knob area all the way up over the various hills to the North Shore. So that was, I think it was like two and a half miles,
where?
Something like that, each way. What was that?
From where?
Tender Knob. Union Square-ish.
Why do I have to keep translating between Andy and Noah?
I don't know. I don't know why I used a term for a San Francisco neighborhood and Noah was confused.
I didn't hear you.
Oh.
You were like doing the cutout thing for me.
Ah. Yeah, sorry. I got my phone as far away from me as possible, but...
That's not very far.
Nope. It isn't. Let me try it over here.
No. Walking. Maybe for you.
Well, this is like... Just to go get dinner to do a 5 mile round trip, that's a little far.
Meh. It's healthy. It's active.
Okay. Yeah. Spend the whole rest of the day being healthy and active. One of the days I was there, I walked, I think it was a total of 9 miles. That's a lot for me.
Good job. How'd you feel?
I almost have all of the feeling back in one of my pinky toes. Nearly. Very nearly.
I was okay. You don't really need that pinky toe.
Yeah, I was a lot smarter than in years past where people were like, yeah, you know, dress is business casual. And then I get there and it's people in like, you know, jeans and polo shirts or jeans and t-shirts and shit like that. I'm like, this isn't fucking business casual. What the hell am I doing walking around in dress shoes? Like an idiot. So I wore some, they look nice, but they're hiking shoes. So, you know, they're basically like, you know, tennis shoes, laces and all.
Whoa, laces.
I know.
Fancy. It's crazy.
I know. I just mean, you know, like not, well, I mean like real laces, not like, you know, thin ass going to break in half a second dress shoe laces or, you know, slip on like dress loafers or whatever. Like
Tell us something exciting that happened.
I had shoes made for hiking. Killers and Foo Fighters played on Thursday.
Are you saying
night.
Hearing about his shoes and his walking is not telling us about something exciting that happened?
Not at all.
Okay.
Okay. So, sorry, getting back
you
to the girl.
Can you tell us more about your coworkers walking?
Yeah,
where
so
did they walk, Tim?
The whole point of it was that I asked her at the end, I was like, so, hey, how'd you do? Because you were saying you were pretty foot sore. And she said, well, that trip to dinner got me this and sent me a picture of it looked like her toe was trying to grow another toe. It was the biggest fucking blister I've ever seen. I'm like, you got that because of dinner. I'm like, was that dinner worth it? Was that dinner delicious? Was that dinner worth being a six-toed freak? I don't think so.
That story was amazing. I'm glad
it
held
was.
On.
Yep. You know what? I don't give a shit. I'm going to get that thing all the way to the end. I'm going to push it over the edge, and then I'm going to point at it and stare at you.
Tell us more about your coworker's bodily issues.
So it was a lot of walking. It was fucking
anyone
nuts.
Have a swollen prostate?
I did not check everyone.
All right.
That means he checked some of them.
Maybe.
Robert Goulet.
A woman likes to be rude.
Okay.
Is that George Takei?
Yeah.
Okay.
How would you know? I read.
Where is that from?
Big Bang Theory.
I love his voice. So
soothing. Random. He does have an amazing
voice. All right, so the Foo Fighters and who else played?
Foo Fighters and Killers. That was pretty cool. I was almost in the middle of a little riot before the Foo Fighters played. So the thing they did, Noah, you know Pier 70, right?
Yes.
Like you've seen it or been there or something?
It's right next to Pier 69.
No, actually it's not.
Yeah, all the
I know, they do the odd
separate.
Ones on one side, the even ones on the other side. Who cares? I made a joke. Shut up.
Okay,
good
fine.
One, Tim.
Told me.
I told you to shut the fuck up.
Someone I know, I'm pretty sure does not work for Salesforce or do anything with Salesforce was there. And was like, well, I wonder if people are sneaking in. But anyways, Andy, you were going to say there was almost a riot.
Yeah, nerd riot, but it was...
oh, dear.
So the whole area is, it's like this huge old, like, industrial yard. I guess they used to make, like, ships and shit there. There's, like, a giant-ass warehouse. And they had stuff set up all over with, like, you know, food and wine and beer and different things like that. But then they had three stages. And the three stages were, like, if you went into this big-ass central warehouse and went out the left-hand door, it was kind of like being in a video game where, like, the warehouse was the hub. So you go out the left door... and there's some Gary Clark Jr., I think is the dude's name, and he was the first one to play. And if you go out the right door and, like, down this long-ass, like, winding trail, you get to the area where the Killers were going to be playing on the east stage or some shit like that. And then the center stage was if you go out the front door on the warehouse, and it's this big-ass open space, and that was where the Foo Fighters were going to be playing. So we didn't give a shit about the guy who was playing first, but they did have him up on the screen. It was like a good show, but it wasn't like I got to go be front and center for that. So we were going around getting food. We got separated from one of the people in our group, and we were out at the killer stage trying to text her, and there was great cell reception and absolutely no cell service. So we had, like, you know, 3-4 bars, and just fucking nothing would get through. Couldn't get a call to complete, couldn't get a text to go through. There were so many people there that all of the different cell towers in the area just shat themselves and gave up. So we went looking for her. Short little girl, big-ass crowd, thousands and thousands of people. So just wandering around, shouting her name. Finally got one text to go through and told her to meet us not at the killer's area because it was already, like, really, really packed and they hadn't even started playing yet. We decided we would go to the Foo Fighters area, watch the killers on the screen, and be really close to the Foo Fighters stage, because we had excellent planning. The piss-poor planning took over immediately after that, as she says she was on her way to us, when one of the girls and I, she needed to go find a potty, and I needed to go find alcohol, you know, because we both
You're almost 40. She needed to use the restroom.
She needed to potty.
I thought you were going like, I'm sorry, this story is boring. Not that I think that. I just thought that was what Tim was going to say.
Okay. So we walked away from the other two people. I literally, like, I walked probably, I don't know, 300-400 feet to go get a drink, turned around, and right behind me, they had blocked off access to, like, the front half of this huge-ass area. So now I'm halfway back instead of being able to walk right back up to the two dudes that I just left up by the stage, literally like a minute and a half before. So I'm standing like right next to this gate, and the security guys are standing there. I was like, "Dude, what the fuck? The whole front area is empty. Why are you blocking the front area off? It's not like it's a, you know, fire hazard or anything." I'm like, "If anything, you are now creating a fire hazard because all those fucking people up there are locked in there." Like, "Oh, well, VIPs need to be able to get through here to get to the little VIP stage on the side." I'm like, "That is piss poor planning that you ran the VIP habit trail through the middle of the hoi polloi." Like, I get VIPs are just a better class of people than us, but this is some fucking bullshit. Just let it, like, there's nobody walking through right now. Just let us through. "Well, we're going to have some VIPs coming through." I'm like, "I'm sorry, our stink's going to get on. Let us fucking through." I'm like, "I can see my friends. They can wave to you. Turn around. You can see them." So people started to press in behind us because apparently when the killers thing started and everybody realized, oh, there's no way to even get down, you know, the final little end of this winding trail to get to the stage because it's so fucking full. Everyone else is like, "We'll go to the Foo Fighters area. No one else will think about that." So the whole back half of the area just like packed in with people immediately behind me. And they all wanted to get through that gate, except none of them knew that gate was there. So they all wanted to get through fucking me. Luckily, I'm tall, so the girl that originally got separated for us actually found me in the crowd. But then I spent probably the next hour watching the killers kind of from a distance up on the big-ass screen and having drunk dudes rubbing up on the back of me trying to, like, shove me out of the way so they could get literally no further forward because there was no further forward. I just started informing people. I'm like, "You can shove me all you want. There's a gate on the other side of me. You are going to get literally one person further forward than you are right now." So one guy behind me started to get real belligerent. I mean, there was a bunch of people who kept, like, trying to jump the gate, and, like, security kept grabbing them and, like, throwing them out and stuff like that. A couple of people started chanting. Like, some people, like, started, like, trying to grab the gates and just move them out of the way. Like, that's what I mean by the whole nerd riot. But this guy behind me was, like, getting real belligerent. He was talking about, he's like, "Yeah, man, we should just, like, fucking rush the gate. It's just, like, people just gotta get the fuck out of my way." And, like, then he starts, like, leaning on me and, like, shoving back into me. And there was not just the girl from our party, but, like, a whole bunch of other super short people in front of me. And this guy's trying to, like, push large-ass me over on all these people. I'm like, this is how short people get trampled. So I shoved back on the guy and, like, yelled over my shoulder, like, "Dude, you stop pushing now." And the dude, like, just, like, rammed, like, he was, like, slam dancing into me, just rammed into me. So I looked down at the girl who was a friend of one of my coworkers, and I said, "Hey, I'm sorry, I know we just met, but I'm about to get really fucking violent." And then I turned around, I'm like, "Because if this motherfucker does not stop pushing me, trying to get close to the stage, he's going to have to step over all of his teeth to go see the Foo Fighters." And the dude stopped pushing me. I was like, good, because I don't think I had much more than words to back that up, because the dude was about my size.
Come on, Eddie, you know you're about to take off your pocket protector and throw down.
I was gonna whip off my Crocs and then just Croc slap him.
Just leave, like, Croc print over his face.
Yeah, Yes, I was kind of banking on the fact that I'm like, there's a whole lot of nerds here. Even if this dude is big, I could probably intimidate him if I say something about his teeth. And it worked. It did. Dude stopped shot. I'm like it wasn't just like a person invading my personal space. It was like I was getting legit afraid that like trampling was going to occur and that I would be, you know, just the top level of the human guacamole that people's feet were about to make. Because there was a lot of shoving going on. But yeah, threatened somebody's teeth and he stopped fucking shoving me. So it was good times. And then a little while after that, that dude kind of like melted off into the crowd somewhere else because I think he was still afraid of me. A couple of other people like moved away from me too. I was like, oh, it's okay, tiny new friends. Okay, bye-bye. And then they opened the gates and we made it through. And then luckily, because I had a really short person, she was tiny and can fit through things, basically I just like grabbed onto the back of her shirt and it was like a little cow pusher and she would just, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And we made it all the way to the front, right up next to the fucking stage, back where I'd started with our friends. So we got to see probably 2/3 of the Foo Fighters from like 10 feet away from the stage. And it was awesome.
And he was sitting down.
What?
Wasn't he sitting down in a chair?
I thought you said Andy was sitting down. I'm like, is that some? You just think I'm like that winded from walking up to the stage?
Based on the beginning of your story.
Okay. he was mostly sitting down. He kept getting up to dance though, and I'm like, dude, you had a broken paw. Go ahead and sit on your giant rock stage. They like made a throne for him, and it's got like necks of electric guitars like sticking out the sides, like swords. And then the throne would, like, move forward and backward on this long-ass, like, isthmus that stuck out from the stage. It's like, man, they are not letting a broken foot keep Dave Grohl down. This is kind of fucking awesome. This is, like, legit rock star shit. And when there was, like, a big banner that, like, fell, and then, like, they started playing, he started talking to the audience right after the first song, and he seemed, like genuinely surprised how many people were there, how engaged they were, and, like, how... like, elaborate the whole setup there was, where there was, like, you know, big-ass projectors and lights and, like a real fucking rock concert.
You think, I thought they, like, practiced and, like, planned that shit.
I thought they would, too, but, yeah, or maybe he was just playing it up for the crowd, but he was like, you know, I was expecting a corporate gig. I was not expecting a fucking rock concert, but, you know, this is a corporate gig, so we are contractually obligated to rock your motherfucking balls off! And then launches right back into a song. I was like... I think that may have been planned, but it was a good fucking line.
I mean, you know, yeah. I'm sure he's putting on a front, but yeah, also Dave Grohl, he was like, just from what I've seen, he just seems like a really nice, like, guy.
Yeah, and he seems like he knows I'm a rock star. Like, I am living the rock star life. Like, I am lucky as hell to be living this life. It's not going to be like, fans are such a bother. It's like, oh my God, people love what we do. We should do more of what we do because people love it.
So true.
That's how I live my life.
Every day. Tim lives his life the Foo Fighter way. He fights
people
foos.
People love what I do, so I do more of it.
I just realized I almost fought a foo. I did not pity him, though.
You almost fought a foo with the Foo Fighters.
I did.
I'm at the Foo Fighters fighting foos.
They are one of... I like their stuff in general, but nothing has ever come close to the shape, the size, the color. For me.
Is that a...
I think you have the words in the wrong order, but I can't remember.
But you know which album I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's an album. Yes. I was like, the shape, the size, and the color of what?
My balls. I'm sorry, it's Dave Grohl. Dave's balls.
Oh, it's just the color and the shape.
Yes. The size is irrelevant.
Yes. But yeah, like...
it's all about the color and the shape.
It's been like songs here and there that have been good, like, you know, a few songs in each album. That album... just from beginning to end, just rocks my socks off.
This is true. They also got poppier after The Color and the Shape, but in a perfectly acceptable way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's... I mean, I still hear hints of, like, that album, but it just hasn't been, like, that album. Which is, you know, same thing with Weezer. Like, I guess disappointing sometimes when you're like... I mean, you want the people to change. You don't want them to feel, like, stuck and I'm just doing the same thing. But at the same time, it's like, but do that thing I love.
Well, I mean, look at the Beatles. The Beatles started off, you know, poppy bullshit boy band, and then they wound up like super experimental at the end. I think bands should be allowed to evolve. I'm not going to hate them for it. I'm not even going to hate them for evolving towards, you know, like mass market. It's like, well, shit, you know what? If that's what sells, if that's what's popular, you know, on one hand, you guys are artists, so, you know, artistic integrity, yada, yada. On the other hand, you're entertainers, so, you know, if that's what people are entertained by, I can't fault you for going that way.
Yeah, I definitely don't begrudge people for, like, doing whatever it is.
Yeah.
But just sometimes I'm like, oh, man, I just wish you would go back to, you know, the other thing you did. But I'm not like him. I'm like, oh, man, fuck those guys. They sold out. I'm like, no, they're just trying to make a living doing what, you know, they love.
Yep. Noah wants his 16-bit graphics and his blue album back, damn it.
Anything? Oh, did you win anything worth more than $1,000?
Not yet, but there's still a couple of drawings happening, so we'll see.
You ain't winning shit.
I'm probably not winning shit.
You ain't winning no shit.
Yep, I did not win the Tesla.
Fuck that person who won it. Let's go find them and say good job.
Well, they actually said his name. Like, there was an email, like, announced his name. I'm like, don't do that. I mean, I know you want to prove, look, we actually gave it away. So nobody's like, man, that's bullshit. They probably didn't even have a Tesla. But at the same time, it's like, yeah. Hey, guess who's rich now?
I feel like they usually do that. They're like, Bob Smith won whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I guess it's not really abnormal. But I guess in a day and age where it's pretty easy to find out who someone is based on very little information.
Oh, fuck. You don't even need very little information. They had a whole, like, social network thing that people could go log into. You can just go in there and, like, search for him. Like, oh, and there's your picture, and there's your company, and there's your address.
But I guess what are really people going to do? Like, realistically, if someone's not going to steal a Tesla on their
touch
own.
Touch him and grab the keys.
Like, what are they really going to just go steal this guy's Tesla?
You know
they're
what?
They're going to get reconstructive surgery to look like him based on his picture. And then they're going to show up at the Tesla factory and go, hello, I'm Bob Smith. I believe you have a Tesla for me.
Hello, Bob Smith.
No, it's going to be like Mission Impossible. And then when he gets to Tesla, he'll just rub his face and pull off the mask.
Okay, Mr. Smith, what's your social security number?
I don't know.
555-55555. I wonder if that's someone's social security number. It couldn't be.
It's the easiest to remember social security number ever. Also the easiest to steal.
I know, probably
that guy's
one.
Identity gets stolen all the time.
I think someone has, like...
Oh, honey, it happened again.
Just go to the Social Security office, Harold. They'll give you a new number. Damn it, Janice, this is the Social Security number I was born with, and it's the Social Security number I will die with. These 9 unique numbers are me.
They make me who I am.
I am Fives. I am Harold Fives.
It's kind of sad on a certain level that you, like, without a Social Security number, like, you almost don't exist on some level, like, in the eyes of the government.
Yeah, because the Social Security number was originally, it's like, oh, this is going to become like a way to identify all the people everywhere. They're like, no, this is just so you can make sure that you get your Social Security payments. Nope, it's so everybody can identify you everywhere. It's like taxes and your driver's license and fucking turning your power on and... It's like,
and verifying on me what I call AT&T.
Yep.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, apparently attached to stuff at Target so that when people crack all their fucking systems, everybody gets your Social Security number along with all the rest of your things.
As well they should.
Yep. Ah, we need to switch to a completely different set of identifying criteria. One-time authentications, that's all it should be. And it's possible to do, but it's complicated, so nobody's going to fucking do it. Anyways, I digress. So overall, yeah, Dreamforce was good. Didn't actually have to hit any quumps in the face, which was nice. Did have a 6 a.m. flight out on Friday after the Foo Fighters concert. So that was super interesting. And I realized on the flight out, I think I may be, like, I try not to be, but I think I may be homophobic. A little. Like, way, 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 way down. Because I had the window seat, and Adam, one of the dudes I was there with, had the aisle seat. And there was a petite woman sitting between us who was not unattractive. She got a little twitchy at the end of the flight. I'm pretty sure she was taking her vitamin C, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Cocaine, Noah. Cocaine.
Oh. Wait. What's cocaine?
God damn it. So, like, all three of us, because it was fucking early, were falling asleep at the beginning of the flight.
Wait, cocaine damns God? All right, I'm done.
Are you finished?
I'm finished.
Okay. So all three of us were like nodding off at different points. I woke up at one point.
Are you talking about during this story?
Yes. I woke up at one point, and she had like her head had like fallen over on my shoulder, and my shoulder was her pillow. And I was like,
yeah.
When I looked over,
that's
and I was like, stranger on me. Whatever, she's fine. And I closed my eyes and went back to sleep. You know, I woke up again, and she like woke up more fully, and you know, she'd moved back off of me, and I was like, yeah, okay, good, and went back to sleep again. But if it was a dude who just fallen asleep and like head up on me, I would have been like, all ew, get off me, come on, man, dude. But no, female. It was it was like stranger on me. not that big a deal.
I mean, I don't know if that's homophobic so much as a societal thing that we've been taught that for some reason men aren't supposed to. I mean, maybe its roots are in homophobia. Like, you know, men aren't supposed to hold hands, or in other cultures, that's okay. Like, men who aren't dating, men who are just friends, wouldn't hold hands normally here, or don't hug. I like to hug people.
I do like to hug people too. I like a good man hug. Let the dick tip say hi.
I would probably, you know, I would say on some level we're probably all like a little, you know, racist, homophobic, transphobic. You know what I mean? Like, even probably. Though it may not be a conscious decision, like they have these tests where they kind of measure like your time when answering questions, and like, oh, you kind of hesitated, not for very long, but just like a little bit.
I took one of those tests, and apparently I'm racist against white people. Because I scored black people great. I think it was just like I think I took the entire test being like, don't be racist, don't be racist, black people are great, don't be racist, black people are
so
great.
So you're just like looking for like, oh yeah, when you think of black, you think of awesomeness.
Yep. Yeah, but it was like it wasn't even like it was close. It was like I got way quicker reaction times of like associating black people with positive words than white people with positive words, and vice versa. Like, white people with negative words was like, yeah, that dude does look like a asshole, drug dealer, awful, smelly, whatever. Where the black people, it was like, beautiful, wonderful. It's like, super fast. So, yes, I proved to myself via the power of some random test I took on the internet that I am reverse racist.
Good job,
Andy. I
hereby
claim black on the inside. Thank you. Thank you. I would like my honorary Negro card now, please. Yes. Yeah, but
I've got to reverse the polarity of the racism.
I know I'm definitely like, I don't know what you would call it, but like I definitely judge people all the way they look. Like if I see someone walking down the street and they look a little like rough around the edges, like they could be a wonderful person, but I'm just like, I'm just gonna be on guard. I'm not gonna like cross the street away from you, but I'm just gonna watch you a little closer than I would someone else.
I then have my mouth open like in the Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Clearly, I don't do that.
Was I talking about Tagcast where we should just go around doing that to people? And that would be like, you just get almost like an improv anywhere skit where you just like get a group of people just to turn and point at one person and make that
dude,
noise.
Like a flash mob.
Yes. Like,
that would
be
hilarious.
So, like, frightening.
Halloween's so coming up. That'd be the perfect time to do it.
What was that? Oh, Halloween.
Yeah. We can organize this. Post it for Halloween.
Oh, it would be great.
Get tons of clicks. Go viral. Retire. That's how that works, right?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Just have the first person like start off and like look surprised and point at them and yell, human! And then start screaming, and then like have everyone else around like start screaming and pointing and just slowly follow them. Oh, you'd need like 30, 40 people, but you could totally make that happen.
You gotta post this on Craigslist or something.
Or Reddit.
Why Reddit?
Redditors don't go outside. Never mind.
Then no suggesting.
Yes, if you do it as Reddit, it's going to be, where'd all these fat neckbeards come from on this street? Is this a convention?
I love a good neckbeard.
Yeah, I've heard that about you.
Yeah. Noah likes a beard neck. That's where he rubs his beard on your neck, Tim.
Right.
Yes. We gangbang Tim with some neckbeards.
We did.
And he pretended like he didn't like, but he kind of liked it.
I saw him get half hard. I was looking down. Let's check that dipstick. See what the thermometer says. Thermometer says it's hot.
His flag was up half mast.
That's because I was mourning the death of my heterosexuality.
Little Confederate flag hanging off of it.
Why did it have to be Confederate?
I don't know. Seem topical.
Stop trying to shoehorn current events in that don't belong.
All right.
Kim Davis has rejected that.
All right.
Tim, tell us about your week.
My week. What time are we at? What's going on? I feel like
it's like 40.
Might have
35, 40.
Yeah, but no one needs to leave soon.
Oh.
My week. Some shit happened. It wasn't that interesting. How about you?
Okay.
All right, so Noah. Let's see. I'm not going to talk about my week, but I'm going to talk about some things I watched.
That's what I was going to say we'd segue into.
Wow! I bought color TV, dependable natural color TV. In our home, there's color now. Wow! We own color TV. Wow!
We'll see all the color shows now.
Yes.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if this
Did you watch The Muppets?
No, I watched the first part of it and just... So here's my feeling, and I will watch the whole thing. But my
Your feelings are invalid.
That the Muppets used to be, I feel like, more Blazing the Trail, kind of doing something different, and now it just feels like they're being derivative and copying, like, The Office, like the way people are acting, like the setup. Although, granted, it was always kind of a reality type of, like, behind the scenes, but just even, like, the whole, like, Office thing and the way they're kind of filming it and the way people are acting just seems, like, way too much like The Office. And maybe it's just because, like, that's a lot of what's going on right now. It didn't grab me. Like, it didn't seem like, oh, this is the show, this is the Muppets I want to watch. Now, granted, I'm not a huge Muppet fan to begin with. So, it wasn't like, oh, I've been waiting for the show.
I mean, A, I never watched The Office. So, that the comparison didn't really bode well for me. But it wasn't like, oh my gosh, the Muppets, it's just so derivative. Like, I never got that.
It wasn't
In fact,
like,
I thought it was...
Sorry, go ahead.
In fact, it was like poking fun at the trope of that.
Yeah.
Like Gonzo even calls it out. Like, oh, you're not going to. Oh, they do that thing where you interview people and they talk and then they say something completely dumb. What a stupid gimmick! And they cut back to Gonzo. What a great idea!
Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole thing, so this is
that
based
was, like,
on
towards the beginning.
It was.
I skipped around.
No one watched 3 seconds of it and said, "I don't see any kale or quinoa, so this is bullshit."
when Kermit is driving, he's like, yeah, they're all going to be upset. Except for the band. They're always happy. Legally now. I was like, oh. They just snuck a legal weed joke in here.
They did.
And then when Fozzie was talking about his dating profile, it's like, yeah, when you list yourself as a lonely bear looking for love, you get a lot of strange responses.
No, he said a lot of wrong responses. Then he corrected himself. Yeah. He's like, well, not wrong, just wrong for me.
So you both enjoyed it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
And the Tom Bergeron running thread.
Oh,
that
my
shit
God.
Cracked me up.
Because it's some of, like, the best of the original Muppet Show of, you know, like, having just random guests show up and, like, do, like, some silly little bit for half a second. Plus, you know, like, modern sensibilities, you know, like now they're, instead of parodying, you know, a circa 1970s variety show, now they're doing a, you know, late night talk show. So still, you know, a shit ton of inside bits about, you know, like scheduling guests and, you know, people like secretly not liking each other and all the rest of that shit. And then, yeah, still just randomly shitting on Tom Bergeron.
Still sad that the closest we've gotten to a female hosted late night talk show is The Muppets and Miss Piggy voiced by a dude.
I know. And there was I can't remember what I was talking or what we were watching, but there was something that was coming up on the Muppets, and people were like, "Yeah, I love Miss Piggy because she's a strong woman." I'm like, "She's a man. She's a female character, but that is a dude playing her. That is another male-centered Hollywood role or male. A dude's getting paid to do those words. That's what I'm saying."
All right. Well, I will finish out the episode. I mean, great.
I won't hold my breath.
What was that?
I said I won't hold my breath.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch it. I can pretty much guarantee that.
Why don't you just stop? Why don't you just cut your losses and be the dead inside husk of a human being that you are? Just embrace it.
No, it's like, joy? Ew.
Is Modern Family back on? Because I'm looking forward to that.
It is.
I like that show. But I haven't watched that yet. I did watch this other show called Blindside.
I've heard of that.
You have or haven't?
I've heard of it, yes.
I got it. Is it Blindside?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Is it the one with the chick wakes up in a bag?
Yeah.
She's naked and tattooed?
Yeah.
Jesse from Kyle XY?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Stop adding more things. Just say yes.
I can't remember.
Blind something. Stop talking.
Blind drunk?
So, no. The setup is like this: lady gets found in New York in a bag, and she's tattooed, and she's got the tattoo of one specific FBI agent on her back. So it's, I mean, well, I'm not gonna watch it. You know, I'll just start with that. But I think the reason I'm not gonna watch it is because the most interesting.
No one's turning into the critic. It stinks.
It does. Oh, the blind spot. Blind spot. That's what it's called. It's not that it stinks. It's just. It's basically a procedural show with this other kind of mystery wrapped up in it. And the whole, well, you know, one of the problems could be is that once you kind of like, if you drag out the mystery too long, people lose interest. But like, people want to know the mystery. And so it's kind of like, you know, are they going to be able to balance that line between like giving people what they want, but also, you know, not totally revealing it so people still want to watch? Like, I mean, it's just like, we're going to, there's all these clues tattooed on you. We're going to figure out a crime every week, which I assume the step's going to be. And then, you know, we'll also find out a little bit more about you. And she didn't remember anything. But she is starting to remember certain things. Like, you know, the first episode, all these different events would trigger something. Or someone attacked her and she kicked his ass. And so she seems like she's trained in, like, you know, hand-to-hand combat, like, really good. I mean, it's interesting kind of in the sense of, like, just I think I find shows with a mystery interesting regardless if they're good or not. Just kind of like, I want to know what the mystery is. That makes sense.
Do you remember about a decade ago, there was a TV show, I think it made it one season, called John Doe?
I never watched it, but people loved it. Roberto loved it. I've heard, like, all these people say, like, it was amazing. It's got the guy from Prison Break on it.
Yep.
Did you watch it, Andy?
Dominic Purcell. I watched a couple of episodes, but it was sort of like the same thing of, like, well, it was a very similar thing of, you know, Dude emerges with amnesia. He's got no idea who he is, where he comes from, kind of like very much like this. Except instead of being covered in tattoos that were, you know, hints about things or whatever.
He was covered in semen.
He's colorblind, except sometimes when he looks at things, he sees them in color. And like whatever those things are, they're important. So
he's not colorblind in the actual sense where you just can't see certain colors. He only sees in black and white.
Exactly. It's so that he... Yeah. Yeah. So it's not like I'm red, green colorblind. It was like he was like fully achromatic. But whatever it was like mental because he actually could see color. But it was like only certain like important things that were like connected to him or like. So it was basically like he also started to realize that he basically contained all human knowledge, like a bunch of like random human knowledge. So, like he would just know things like. Like random ass facts, like, you know, how much does an African bull elephant weigh or some shit like that. So it was like he had the sum total of human knowledge in him, except no idea who he came, like where he came from, why he knew this, why he couldn't see things, why certain things were in color, except that they were all like seemed to be tied into mysteries or like they were things that, you know, like where something important was about to happen. And like his brain would like highlight that for him by showing it to him in color. And then trying to figure all that out. So instead of having tattoos on the outside of him, it's like he had all these random facts on the inside of him. But still seem very like similar of like, you know, somebody shows up in the middle of a city and they don't know who they are, but they know all these other things, or, you know, all the rest of this information is mysteriously available to them.
In the first episode, I would say they reveal quite a fair amount to let you know that there is someone else around. You're not really sure what his angle is. And she did this to herself.
Interesting.
Like, she took a shot that made her forget. They didn't say why. They just said, like, she's, you know, spoilers, if you're going to watch it. You know, the guy's like, this is going to make you forget everything. And she's like, I don't have any other choice. And then that's it. So it's like, she did this for a reason. You just don't know what that reason is. And you don't know who this other guy is. And he's killed somebody so far. But... you know, it seems like it'll make him bad, but I don't know. It's not quite obvious. You know, it could be more, anti-hero.
Maybe he killed a bad person. You don't know.
The person
you
killed was not a bad person.
A little old lady?
No, who was it? I can't remember now. So it's not terrible, but it's just, you know, it's just not enough to make me want to watch it. What I will do is I'll let the first season in, and then I'll Google it and find out what happened.
Yeah. So the dude who runs TV Worth Watching, he also comes on. He's a TV critic and professor and stuff like that. But he does, I think it's David Bean Cooley is his name, comes on to NPR and will do, you know, like reviews of things that are coming up on TV. So since, you know, it's the big like fall push, he came on and like did a review of like all the fall shows, and he was like basically like the critic, like it all sucks. Like this is one of the worst seasons of TV, one of the worst new seasons of TV ever. He's like, the only good thing in this whole thing, he's like, there's a couple that may turn out to be acceptable if they find their way. The only good one out of the gate is the Muppets. So if you only watch one thing, watch the Muppets.
Mr. Robot's really good. I mean, I watched an episode of that.
Yeah, that was a summer show. So, yeah, that was not on his list.
All right.
So, shut you down.
And the other thing I watched is this movie called Everly with Selma Hayek. And I kind of liked it just because it was fucking weird. And it takes place in one apartment building. And Everly's like, she was kidnapped, and now she's like a hooker, and she's turning her pimp into like the police, but then he finds out, so all these people are trying to kill her in this apartment building. And it's just weirdly over-the-top action, over-the-top characters. There's these two characters that come and try to kill her, and I believe they're called Sado and Masochist? Like, that's their character names.
Hmm.
Oh, the Masochist.
And the sadist.
Yes.
Odd.
It's just like, and the masochist is like in this cage, locked up, and then he gets let out and just goes crazy.
Bring out the gimp.
There's this Asian gimp guy sleeping, who gets shot in the beginning, and he's hurt enough that he can't do anything, but he just sits on the couch talking to her for like a while and offering advice. It's everything gets blown apart. Like, it reminds me of like The Big Hit. What's his name? Mark Wahlberg, where it's just kind of over the top, weird characters. That's kind of what this is. I would say I enjoyed it. Like, it didn't get great reviews, like five out of 10 stars on IMDb. But I definitely felt like I understood what he was trying to do, like the director. And like, it had interesting like perspective. Like, you would see like someone walking by, but you see him through a bullet hole, so you only see part of him.
Odd.
It's definitely like gore. So, like, if you're not into that, like, don't watch it. But if you're into like an action movie,
if you're
a
Republican,
kind of...
don't go for it. Hey, I've only made like 17 comments this entire episode. I got to throw them in where I can.
Probably.
I know you've been quiet, buddy. What's going on? Are you okay?
Y'all are dull as shit. That's what's going on. Boom, sucker.
Oh man, your
truth hurts, Tim. Too real.
So yeah, watch Everly. Watch The Blind Spot, whatever it's called, if you want. Might get interesting.
What you should definitely watch, which will have already aired by the time we post this tonight, Brian Regan's doing the first ever live stand-up special on Comedy Central.
Interesting.
It's exactly 10 hours, 50 minutes, and 8 seconds from now.
Wait, they've never done a live comedy special on...
As in recorded live, broadcast live.
Right.
Yeah, they've never done it on Comedy Central before.
Interesting.
They've played a special that was recorded live, but they've never, you know, put it out as it's happening.
I like that. I mean, I like the Brian... I may watch that.
You won't watch it.
I may watch it.
He's not going to joke about quinoa or fucking artisan-made coffee.
He might. He might.
And then tomorrow night, also probably before I posted this, or after I post, this will have post after, the final CSI.
It's been a
2-hour finale.
I wonder if Grissom's coming back. He's
coming
back.
He is coming back. Grissom, Catherine.
Warwick?
No.
Zombie work.
Brains.
No, it's just going to be Sarah holding an urn off to the side. Hey,
my
everybody,
eyes
Warwick's
are still
back.
Beautiful. He's got his father's eyes. Take those out of his mouth. Or he's got your father's eyes. Take those out of his mouth. All right. I will probably not watch CSI. I may.
You're a piece of shit.
My,
he is a piece of shit.
It's 2 hours or something?
Yeah, it's 2 hour. I guess it's a two-parter, but they're playing both at the same time.
All right.
Noah, don't you remember how we used to love CSI and laugh and frolic? Noah.
Grissom's coming back? Come on, Grissom.
That's what I'm saying. I might watch it.
Grissom.
I was saying, Grissom. I mean, and part of the reason I wouldn't pick up any new shows, not even necessarily the quality. I just want to watch any new shows. Like,
Who is not coming back? Nick, who left the show at the end of last season.
Why is that?
I don't know, but he's not coming back, and they're not even going to make mention of it, apparently. Like, I don't know what he did to that bridge, but he fucking torched it.
Hey, everybody, it's too bad that Nick died off screen.
Well, he said he was leaving it for the season finale. You know, he's like, yep, I'm moving on. And I guess they're just not going to mention it.
Wow.
Suck it, Nick. No one liked you anyway. Should have died in that coffin.
Aw. Remember that episode. Aww.
Your mother should have swallowed you, Nick.
Oh.
Wow. Too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon.
All right, so watch Brian Regan, watch CSI final episode, masturbate.
Muppets.
And the Muppets.
Man, I'll finish it. I'll give you that much.
I swear to God, if they get canceled because you were like the deciding Nielsen family.
I am not ever the deciding thing in any of the stupid shit you watch that gets canceled.
Yes, but you're indicative of the American public who is too fickle.
That's okay. You watch the Muppets. You love the Muppets. You go tell everybody else in your bullshit Quinoa City to go watch the Muppets.
There's no requirement that I have to watch anything that anyone puts out.
But then it gets canceled and I blame you.
No, that's all right.
It's not all right.
I don't care.
I have to burn down your testicles.
Burn them to the ground. It'll be a long-running bonfire. Because he's got the biggest balls of them all.
Wrap it up.
Andy, keep going.
No.
I thought you had to leave.
Keep going, Andy.
All right.
Can't stop. Nope. Won't stop.
No one doesn't want to go where he's supposed to go. I'm sorry. I have a long-winded friend. I just couldn't leave him in his time of trouble.
No. Remember, I don't know if I ever said this one, but never trust Noah to finish watching a show he's started.
And not today, interesting episode of Tancast.
Oh! Man, Tim, you're really bagging on us today, buddy.
Yeah,
what
I like
you
it.
To make it better? Nothing.
Oh, I closed my eyes and thought of Christmas.
All right.
That didn't make this episode better.
Did for me.
This week, I hate not winning a bunch of shit.
I'm pretty sure that asshole was directed at me, but because of the delay, it sounded like you called Andy an asshole midway through
that. Sounded that way to me, too. I was like, oh.
It's just this week, I hate not winning a bunch of shit, asshole.
That was a Tim's asshole.
Oh, Tim's asshole.
You could tell.
You can tell by the fur.
The asshole was all for Tim.
Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please. Speaking of asshole, mine was leaking.
Oh man,
I was like, oh, I've got a shit, and I've got a shit again.
Oof, no bueno. Yeah, the Foo Fighters thing, I was like, I hate, because like if I wake up too early in the morning. Like, I've told you guys before, but my body's just like...
Yes, you told us in the last episode, you have to poop.
Yeah. So, I took Pepto-Bismol before I went to bed, thinking like, okay, I'm going to be up on top of this. I got up, still kind of had that sour acid tummy, but I still needed to get shit packed up so I could actually get to the airport. So I went and took some more Pepto-Bismol, and everything was great, and I was fine. I was able to, like, kind of sleep on the plane. I didn't feel like I was just going to shit myself the entire ride on the plane. Everything was awesome. And then I got home, and that was actually time to poo. And I shat a brick. I swear that thing had corners. But I was like, you can't just take Pepto and, like, turn it into a brick. I was like, it was Pepto on top of, like, concert food. And, it was like hot dogs and pot stickers and, not enough fiber. I'm like, so I was already doing myself a severe disservice. But putting the Pepto on top of that was just like, that was adding cement to all of the gravel.
And just when you thought we weren't going to get one more long story in there, we did.
I was just saying, I bled a little giving birth to that.
And Noah was trying to say something at the start of that. Oh. I bet he's forgotten what it could possibly have been.
Sorry, Noah.
Yep.
Noah, you want to hear more about my poop?
No.
Okay. Noah. It's poop.
I'm good.
You sure? All right, well,
I'm so good.
Stand an offer, buddy. Stand an offer. Anytime. be like calling me up in the middle of the night, Andy, tell me about your poop.
No, that's never going to happen.
I'm just saying it could.
I'm never going to ask you to tell me about your poop. I'm never going to ask you to tell me about your coworkers walking really far. I'm never going to ask you to tell me about their blisters.
I just don't fucking get walking 5 miles for dinner.
In fact, the less you talk, the better.
Some people just like walking, Andy. I don't know what to tell you, buddy. Some people obviously like walking way more than you do.
Some people like walking so much that their foot tried to grow an extra fucking toe. So I think I'm the winner.
I mean, I can walk 5 miles and not get blister. And I would walk 5 miles for dinner.
I would walk 500 miles.
Oh.
Just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Oh, I thought you were going to go for just to be the man who didn't have to listen to fucking Andy stories. It would have been too much.
No, we like your stories.
What?
Mixed messages.
I will not sign off on that.
What, that we like his stories?
Oh, I forgot to say that Colbert is getting better. Oh, well. Colbert is getting better.
Damn, well, I haven't been watching because I was like, yep, it's a late night show. I already don't watch my fill of those.
Are we all still recording?
I was. Yep. I don't know why.
Okay, well then, everybody stop.